This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you have a small business and you're having trouble keeping cashiers, well, check out Southwest Point of Sale. What they do is they'll come down to your business, take a look, and if it fits, they'll help you put in self-checkout. No, you don't have to worry then. So, you know, nothing else. If it seems a little bit too outer spacey, give them a call, 800-540-2149. No obligation. Let them come look. It just might work for you. Black Forest Motorsports, if you own a Porsche, BMW, or a Mini, these guys got 40-plus years of doing general service with technicians that have been there forever, all the way up to the racetrack. So either way you want to go, you need to go to Black Forest Motorsports if you have a Porsche, Mini, or a BMW. All right, now we're starting the Racer Radio Show. We'll start it again.
We'll restart.
Yeah, we'll restart.
I was thinking on the way here, today's conversation can go in several directions. I'm curious.
Which way would you like to go?
I mean, it can be motocross. It can be skateboarding. It can be the ranch
He's invisible. Don't talk to people that are not there.
He's not invisible. He was acknowledged by the Skateboarding Hall of Fame.
But I'm an old man now.
Who still
That's
races.
Okay. You're entitled to be an old
still
man.
Still race. Yeah. Motocross. Oh,
that makes it even better.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Which reminds me, Lars Larson's coming in next week, who's
I'm
still
sure
racing at 81 years young.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yes. And so we have Michael Lewis, we have Jeff Blackmore, and Jennifer Hughes.
Yep.
We already talked about Jeff. Let's turn that mic to the... There we go.
Hi.
Who are you? What part of this... Equation yeah. Are you?
Well, I help run events at the ranch. So I am an event coordinator. So I take your wish and make it come true.
Oh, wow.
So that's mainly the business of this ranch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in other words, somebody comes to you and says, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to offer?
Right. So they come to me. They want to have whatever kind of food they want to have.
Gotcha.
If they want to have a band, I basically take care of their event. They come in, they tell me what they need, and I make it happen.
Yeah, not 10 people, one person.
One person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes the conversation work out so well.
Yes.
You don't argue with yourself, I hope.
So.
No.
Do you ride?
Do I ride? No. Okay. Well, I know how. It's not pretty, though.
Hey.
I've had some races like that that weren't pretty.
You would be amazed that I can go as slow as I can and not fall over.
There you go. That's, you know, there's an act just to that in itself. How long have you guys been doing this?
We've been doing this for 3 years now. Yeah.
And it started off just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always love it. You know, like King of the Hammers started off with, what, 5-6 guys sitting around a fire drinking a beer saying, bet you I can get out there and get back. You know,
hold my beer.
Yeah.
Right.
And then next thing you know. Is there a website?
Yes, there is. BlackmoreRanch.com.
Okay. And it's in Murrieta.
Yes, we are. We're in Murrieta.
So it's not too far?
Nope, not too far from here.
Invite only, though.
Yes.
Invite only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can't all get too excited.
We do a lot of corporate events.
You can almost pay the bills with that.
Yeah.
You know, not taking anything away, you know, but yeah, you got to you want to do that. I was going to say once a year, at least open it up to the public, but then that wouldn't work because then they're going to want to come back next week.
Well, we usually host a car show once a year, so that's a lot of fun.
Where you bring whatever you got.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
So if a tank rolls in.
Oh, my gosh.
We've had that.
I know. That's what I said. They had a tank. All of a sudden,
we've had
the ground
helicopters.
Shaking.
They do
tanks.
Shake the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I did in the Army. Just makes me wish I was back with her again. But so you're kind of unique in.
It sounds very unique, I would
say. Yeah. you do all this, but you don't really want a whole lot of advertisement.
No, you know,
because you never, because I mean,
generally word of mouth, and yeah. We know so many, you know, we know so many people in both industries and in car sports and motorsports, motorcycle industries, and we have a lot of friends, you know, over the years.
Well, and when people walk in and they, and I haven't even seen it, but let's just, you know, I know you're going to walk in and say, oh yeah, this would be a great place for this,
right,
or that, and you just say, okay, what else do you want me to add on to? Okay. Get the shovel, get the nails, get the wood.
Exactly.
Let's just...
There's some weeds over there.
Yeah, there's always weeds. Goats.
There's no weeds.
No, you can rent goats.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. You can rent goats. They're the best. I'd keep every one of them. That's why we don't do it. All right. So, is there a cost for this to come out?
Or
is that just... You don't need to go into the dollars and cents?
No.
Because no two
when
groups...
When we do events, of course.
Yeah, no two groups are going to be the same.
Right. Everything's different. We take it...
So, if Brittany wanted to rent the track or the whole place... Think you can handle it? Take the monkey.
Just a teacher's pay.
Oh, hey, they want you to bring the monkey.
Yes, that once a year
to the
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
run what you brung.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Right. We've rented the entire facility before. We've used both tracks, then we use the race shop. they're kind of all over the place. I mean, we do a large event for BMW per year. The last couple years anyway. It's for adventure bikes,
right?
They do a camp out. It's a lot of fun.
Oh my,
this year we're 4 days.
That sounds
it's
fun.
A four-day event. Yeah, so they'll leave and do their adventure rides during the day. They come back in the afternoon, they enjoy a nice meal. We do barbecue or tacos or whatever it is they might want to do. We also do breakfast for them. And then they're off on their own. They do a little training ride camp also, so if you want to stay and do that, they could do that. We have nice restrooms.
Yeah.
It's a really cool event. And the last night we do a concert, which is a lot of fun. So,
yes, I did one last week with Toyota. Mm-hmm. I was in a beautiful Weston.
Oh, yeah. You sent a picture. I'm like, where are you now?
And so that's a whole world, being able to do press events with the, and if they picked you, boy, that's a star. Yeah. That's a star.
Yeah.
And they've been back.
Fortunate, that's for
sure.
Yeah,
they come back too.
Well,
let me
just give you an inside tip. Stay in really good contact with them, because the biggest problem you'll run into is somebody will either be promoted or they'll leave, and your contact is gone.
Mm. Right.
So stay tight. You know that way that flow will continue.
Right.
So you have tracks, you have ponds. Do you have anything on the horizon? Is there something you really want?
Well,
like I've always wanted stable.
You know,
for
it's
horses.
Always an evolution, and we get ideas like mostly in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I wake up and I'm going to do this. But we want to add things. It's just you can't do everything all at
once.
Oh, yeah. And there's always a construction project going on.
Mm-hmm.
But our vision of the future is to have like multiple action sports things there. Like we want to build a skate pool.
Oh.
I would really love to do that because, you know, we got skateboarders as friends, and I used to be a skateboarder.
Okay.
So that's my first love of sports, not baseball, skateboarding. Mm. So we're working towards things. We just got to get the money gathered up and do it, you know. So
that's another one. What was the first bike you rode? Motorcycle.
Oh, it was a little Honda Trail 70.
A 70.
Yeah.
And did Dad know about it? Or did
it was my dad's.
Okay.
He put me on it and...
Sent you down the road.
Yeah, where are the brakes?
Yeah, I just went over a hill and crashed right off the bat.
Well, they say if you're going to ride a bike, it's not when you go down, but how you go down. That's awesome.
Yep. So, and then, you know, then I got the XR75. It was like just a dream come true. That bike came out in 73. We bought a brand new one from Skip Fordyce in Riverside for $380.
Oh, wow.
Boy, those were the days.
So... that's where it all started.
Okay.
You know,
kind of when I wanted to know where it started.
Where did it start?
Now, and were you there on that property?
No, we were on another ranch that we had at the time. But my dad was a working guy, and he really didn't appreciate me playing on bikes all the time. He wanted me to work. So I didn't get motorcycles like a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. And that's probably one of the reasons why today I have all the ones I wanted on, you know, now.
And a few extras. Let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where absolutely nobody treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Need to take a run down there. Inventory is off the charts. Lots of Broncos, lots of just all kinds of Ford products, new and used. Check them out, ElCajonMotors.com. All right, we're sitting here today having a great time talking about a dream come true. Yes, dear.
Before we get on our next fun tangent. I just remind the listeners that hopefully opening day will be April 15th at Barona Speedway.
Yes, we are.
It's usually our Barona Speedway segment, but nobody had anything to or the contacts I reached out to said, I got nothing.
It's muddy.
Yeah.
And there's creeks running through pits.
Yeah,
pits.
I'm sure, because the track's kind of at the bottom of a hill, so I'm sure there was still stuff running, although it was very hard because yesterday was gorgeous.
Boy, wasn't it that?
So to have my race car ready.
See, now don't you feel better?
Yeah, I do. I was done by dinner on Wednesday and it just felt so good to just be ready.
She takes her car completely down to the frame.
Completely. He goes, where's your body? I was like, right there.
There's
like,
some over here. There's some over there. Did you get the tires scraped?
I went on a grinding, crusade.
There's rubber everywhere. Probably.
No, I don't know. I had trouble. I didn't like the results. So I'm going to try that next Friday after school. Other than that, I'm ready to go.
We all are,
I think. Yeah. Michael Tobiasen, he won our division last year. I saw him. He was out at, I don't know if it was a regional or a national for Western States. He won Friday night.
Yeah, he's ready. He's ready for the new season.
Yeah.
So do you guys do competition? I mean, do you ever do any little races together, you know, just for a charity or anything like that?
Not organized.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just mostly like, hey, I'll beat you around this track.
Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Is that how a motorcycle got in a tree? Rumor has it you have a motorcycle in a tree.
Yeah, that's the Honda Elsinore tree.
What?
But the storm knocked one of them out. I can't.
What? How many are up there? If one of them got knocked out,
we had two up there. Where I'm looking, I got places for five. So I'm looking for anybody got an old Elsinore in the 70s, like it can be completely shot.
Yeah, you don't.
I just put it up in a tree. You know who has an Elsinore tree?
Yeah,
you have an Elsinore. So like. You know I'm seeing people going up there and then sitting in it, on it, straddling.
No, can't do that.
It's 25 feet up.
Insurance guy. Do you ever watch American Pickers?
Oh, everyone.
Do you ever see where they run into this eccentric guy
that puts
motorcycles and trees? And just the way he said it.
I have an Elsinore tree. Who else has an Elsinore tree?
It was just the way he said it. You know, hey, it's an Elsinore tree.
Yeah.
It made perfect sense.
Yep. Is that a live oak? Nope. It's an Elsinore.
Yeah. Honda Elsinore.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Don't forget the Honda part. Yeah, it's not just Elsinore.
Okay. I'm sorry. How many in total are up there?
Well, there's one there now because one fell down.
Okay.
Did you find the other one?
Yeah. It's on the ground next to it. It's got to get lifted back. It's 25 feet up, so it's not easy putting them back. And you got to bolt them to the top of the tree, the trunk, and tie them in.
I love it.
But, you know.
But he's right.
Things happen.
I mean, who has one? You should get one in your backyard.
This guy named Jeff I just met.
Mm-hmm. You should get one in your backyard.
I don't think it'll hang in a palm tree.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. All right. So, with that being said.
Yes?
Where do you want to go?
What about the school bus or the cool bus?
It's the cool bus. Jeremy McGrath had this bus made, and I guess he had some problem. He never could ride the bus when he was a kid or something. So he wanted a cool bus. So it's a little short bus. It's yellow, just like all the buses, but it's lifted. It looks like a monster truck.
Does it run?
It runs. It runs perfectly. And it's got the stereo system in it that is.
You knock your socks off.
You could hear it at the beach from here.
Oh.
it is loud. It's fun.
Has Jeremy driven it or ridden in it?
He owned it, and we had a car show, and he brought it to Blackmore Ranch and used it as a DJ center for the event. And then I told him, I go, look, Jer, when you're ready to sell it, I want to buy it. He goes, I'm not ready to sell it. I take my kids to school in it once in a while, and I take them down to surf camp in it. All the kids, and I go, yeah, see, that's what I want to do. My daughter's, you know, 10 years old. That was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Then Jeremy called me up about, I don't know, a little bit back. Can't remember when it was, but he called me up and goes, hey, I'm ready to sell it. And I went, okay, how much you want for it? And I went, and then he told me, and I just go, no. So we haggled for, we haggled for 3 months, and we kind of met in the middle, and I took possession. So it's at the ranch right now for anybody to see. It's right there.
Wow. I love it, though. You drive it to an event, and you're the DJ.
But that's, you need hilarious. To see it, because
yeah, you got to see it.
It's so sick.
It's pretty incredible.
It's so sick.
I actually took it out on the flat track. And that was kind of scary.
Stop,
you think?
Because it's, oh, yeah, top heavy.
Maybe top heavy.
But
a little.
You got to back it in and can't let off.
You know? Yeah.
It was out of King of Hammers, too. Jeremy took it out there.
Gosh.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I do you have a picture? We can look at it maybe at least commercial break.
Yeah,
find it.
Yeah, I'll find it.
You know me, I'd make him bring it to San Diego and put it on KUSI TV.
I know.
If they needed the exposure.
Exactly.
Oh, it's awesome. It is awesome.
Yeah, but that kind of exposure, they may never talk to us again.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pristine.
And the light show inside it and everything.
Yeah,
right?
it's discoed out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and that's what you do when you want
to
make
it. Oh, and he brought his kids to surf camp and school.
Oh, when the kids are all in it, you can see.
Imagine
a great time.
Jeremy McGrath. It's like Van Halen pulling up.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Teacher,
absolutely.
Teacher. Like, that song sounds good in that one.
That's just one of the many toys.
Oh my, yeah. So it's lifted. It's, what is that? A skid plate that comes all the way up.
Yeah,
looks like a new paint job.
I think I see.
No, it's impeccable.
Yeah. Looks waxed.
Right.
Well, and he just keeps making it better and better as he goes as well.
Yeah, I can't stop working on it.
I was gonna say.
You know,
Jeremy might want to pack.
I want to put headers on it.
Oh,
like
boy.
Zoomies coming out.
Oh,
you know.
Stop.
Oh, that would look cool.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that.
Why not?
Keep those.
Anybody have a
keep
why
those
you
pictures
shouldn't?
So you have a before and after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have a sneaky feeling the after, you may not recognize it when it was a before. If you let him go wild on it.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
We're going wild. We don't even know what we're doing. Just doing stuff.
Just having fun.
Right.
But, you know, I had to create a rule. We finish something before we start something new.
Yeah, that's
because it just gets out
of hand. Isn't that the best rule on the planet?
You know the people, you have friends.
You look
right?
at them, they're all
and
in this room.
Everything's a mess.
Yeah, everything's apart.
Oh, it's a project. Yeah. Well, you did that 4 years ago. You're not done yet.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to say, in her defense, not that we're bagging on her, most organized, disassemble, assemble. Because so many people have asked you to help you put the 37 together.
Oh, thanks. No, thanks.
Yeah. And I mean, and she's being very stern about it.
Thank you, but no thank you. Yeah. I got this covered.
And she has it totally down to a science.
I take the whole thing apart. Yeah. And so I have, it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
There are some things that cannot come before others on that car.
And it's so fun. And then when it's done, it looks good.
It just takes lots of hours.
I just had to throw that out there because
I did not.
It's like you said,
going.
You got to be done before you started.
That's how
project.
I am in my house. Before I do the stuff inside, I've remodeled. It was the ugliest house on the neighborhood. Not anymore. But there's a lot I need to do on the inside. But I'm like, I have a couple more things on the outside before I'll never get them done.
Right.
Before I do
exactly.
the inside.
So, well, so again, the website was one more time.
BlackmarRanch.com.
Okay, you're just sitting there, so I thought I better fire her up, get her going.
Yeah.
Now, there are only 3.5 minutes left in this segment, so that means there is a hard end to this segment.
Yes.
With that said, Mr. Lewis, can I at least put you in the hot seat for 3 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah, no choice anyway.
Why might the Skateboarding Hall of Fame have reached out to you for listeners who have no idea who you are?
I am an old man that still thinks he's young, and I started skateboarding at a very young age. I won a big skateboard championship, Northern California State Freestyle Skateboard Championship, on one leg against two-legged guys.
And what year was that?
1975 at the Cow Palace in San Francisco.
Did you say cow?
Cow.
Okay, cow.
Yeah. Cow
Thought
Palace.
I heard that.
Yes, I remember it. I remember it well.
I don't know the Cow Palace.
So... Let's go back in the 70s just for a moment. Were there any restrictions when you came up to register?
Well, they didn't know who I was registering for.
They didn't even know it was you.
No, because it was my first contest, my first real big contest.
Okay. But they didn't notice your leg was missing?
Oh, yeah, they did. That's why they thought I was registering for somebody
else.
And you didn't say anything.
They probably thought I was registering for my brother or something.
So you didn't say anything.
Well,
you just
I said I want the men's freestyle, you know, division. And I didn't have a clue that I was going to win. I mean, I'd never even been on a podium before, and then when I did win, I was shocked.
Let alone a skateboard.
And then
I can't even do it with two feet.
I had to get up on the top of the box, and they hand me this five and a half foot trophy, trophy, and I bent over to get it, and I fell off of the box, and of course, Sports Spectacular, and everybody's there filming this, you know, and they had to help me back up. You know, one-legged guy falls off the box trying to hold the trophy. So it was a high and a low all at one time. But it was pretty incredible.
And what did you do with the Lakers?
Well, I did halftime shows for the Lakers on my skateboard. And I did a lot of romper room shows.
The
Romper Room?
Wait.
The Romper Room. Really? Cora Swam. Oh, yeah.
We could probably YouTube that. Oh, wait. It looks like
and
Jeff.
And then if you look, what is it, May 1975, I'm in Time Magazine. There was quite a few things I did like that because there just wasn't a lot of competition for me in the one-legged skateboard class.
Yeah, you proved to the world that your leg is twice as strong as everybody else's legs.
Right?
Well, I don't
twice
know about strong. That, but I'm using it. I'm getting I'm using 100% of the 75% I have left.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what it is. And so when the Skateboard Hall of Fame was, I mean, the Skateboard Hall of Fame Museum asked me to do an exhibit for them. So I've been calling mannequin shops and nobody offers a one-legged skateboard mannequin. And so it's been a problem.
I'm rolling my eyes at you, Mr. Lewis.
But I do have one made. I just got it made. You saw the picture of it, right? One-legged skateboard mannequin. And now I have demand for like two or three more. So the Extreme Sports Hall of Fame asked for one, and then the city of Irvine's asked for one, and so
that's amazing. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. I know you wanted the spotlight, the two over here, Jennifer and Jeff, but you're no chump yourself.
I'm the filler.
You're not.
No,
but thank you.
I've ridden motorcycles with him. It's amazing how good he is.
I know.
So he
I was following him on Facebook for like 2 years, and then when I was out at Barone Oaks the first time, I'm like, "You're Mike Lewis." He's like, "Yeah," and you were so nice, even though you were about to go race. He's like getting his leathers on and take care of the dog.
Well, we're
going to
race Barone again here pretty soon for Burners race.
Yeah. I know, I can't wait.
Yeah,
let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Yes, it is. And this is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. It is one fast track. If you've never been, you got to check it out. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Check their schedule. You'll totally enjoy it. And we've got some guests in the house. Scott's not calling in. He did? He's on the line right now? Hey, Scott. What's kicking?
Hello.
You got to be paying attention, man. Come on now.
I know. I didn't. You must have sent me a text and I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, that and your board ops watching baseball, so.
Uh-oh, here comes the headphones, Scott. You're in trouble now.
I would say, hold on, we don't need to throw me under the bus because I'm a Padres fan. He's a Dodgers fan. The Dodgers are losing, but, you know.
Oh, is that what it is?
Knives are out.
Yeah, no problem.
I can just say this. How many World Series do the Padres
have? Brendan, take the headphones off.
Yes, sir.
Go back to watching the baseball game. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing good, getting ready for our season opener for stock cars and modified this coming week.
Wow. Right on. It's supposed to be dry all week.
Yeah. How do you guys?
We're supposed to get rain up here tomorrow.
Just a tad chance down here.
Oh, really?
But then Tuesday on is good.
All right. It's good. So, big show planned. How many different divisions?
The normal five divisions we run. It'll be the super stocks, which is, they're like a step below a late model. And it's a pretty big class. It's been growing. It was on death's doorstep like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's our biggest class, regular class. IMCA modified, street stocks, factory stocks, and IMCA sport compacts.
And we're talking Paris Auto Speedway, correct?
Yep.
God.
I wouldn't be talking about any other place.
Absolutely not.
Are for our listeners and our guests. That's yeah. why I said.
Well, you guys are up in Muret. Have you ever been up to Paris?
Oh yeah. We're there quite often.
Yeah, it's a great track. I tell you, everything from. Of course, we always like to talk about the restrooms because they're probably the cleanest in the area.
So many of them.
For sure. And,
yeah,
so
tons.
Many.
Good food, good racing.
Sangria.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't have to worry. You know, you can drink a lot of beer and still have a place to go.
That's right. That's exactly right. So anything else exciting, new, any news from the Paris group? Anybody out on the road doing well?
Well, you know, they ran last night the USAC CRA Sprint Cars and went up to Mojave Valley Raceway.
Mm-hmm.
First of three appearances up there this year. And a guy named Chase Johnson from Pengrove, California, supposed to be racing in Illinois last night, but they got rained out.
Mm-hmm.
So he hightailed it back to Arizona. He won the main event. Brody Rowe, who's been on with mm-hmm. you multiple times, ended up finishing second. And an Arizona guy, I know he's been on once or twice with the RJ Johnson, finished third.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a Lightning Sprint Cars were up there. The top first three finishers, combined age, 149 years.
Oh!
Brent Sexton won the main. Bobby Mcnovich was second. They're 50 and 59. And Jeff Dyer was third. And he just turned 40 a couple weeks ago.
Right,
so the kids who are... So much of that series got spanked by the old men for second time.
It's a nice reminder every once in a while who's really in charge.
Who's really in charge.
We do staff versus students every once in a while, and I love it when the staff wins because it's like,
yeah.
Remember who's in charge.
Just a little rub right there. Yeah.
Well, you know, you guys know Brent. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to buy a new helmet.
Yeah, you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, his kids are good.
Yeah, no.
His kids are doing really well.
About his kids.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. We know what you're talking about. You know that. What's that old acorn didn't drop too far from that tree?
Yeah. And when you say acorn, you talk about them. the whole family's loopy.
I didn't say that.
I'm
not saying.
1-800-SCOTT. 1-800-SCOTT for all complaints.
No, they're good people, but they are crazy.
They're fast.
That's what makes them fast. I think. Yeah, you're exactly right. There's a gene missing.
Yeah, you know they have a lot of fun. They're good people for the sport. You know they show up with good equipment, not only for the family. But, you know, they'll put other people in. They had A.J. Bender driving one of their cars the past few weeks. He blew up last night.
Oh.
Ouch.
Robbie Brockman's been driving their car. He's a brand-new rookie in the series. I don't know how much he's going to drive this year, but he's been really impressive after only three races. Grant Sexton's running a 410 sprint car.
Oh.
So, you know, and he's going through little growing pains in there, but he's a good driver. He's going to figure it out. I mean, anybody who's never driven a 410 sprint car, John Redican, who drove sprint cars for years, had the best description of it that I ever heard. He's like, anybody can get in a 360 sprint car and drive it. When you get to a 410, it's like riding a bull. That damn thing's trying to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a big jump up for him. He only raced a 360 a handful of times and jump all the way basically from a Lightning sprint car to a 410. Now they got a top of the line. They just bought a Shaver engine too. So he's going to get it. He was a lot better in qualifying last night and they had some issues later in the program.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Have you been out to that? You've been to that track. Didn't you call it out there a couple times?
Yeah, I've been up there a few times. In fact, even this year, I was there three times. I was supposed to be there last night, but we originally had a race schedule last night in Paris. And when it got canceled, which I didn't realize when the guy asked me to come up to announce, you know, I called Don right away and said, hey, I can come up and announce these three nights. Are we going to be open? He goes, well, yeah, April 1st, we're going to be racing. Well, he made a change, and I didn't know that he made the change. I put my schedule out, and somebody goes, how come you're not coming to Mojave on April 1st? And I go, because we're racing to Paris. He goes, not according to the schedule you put out. I just cut and pasted it, and I called Don. He goes, yeah, I moved that. And I called Ron Meyer, who was your guest last week.
Yeah, he's already right filled away, that.
He goes, love to have you, but I hired somebody else.
Yeah.
But I'll be up there at least two more times this year with sprint cars.
Have you been up there?
Mojave.
Have you?
Yes. Uh-huh. I raced a regional there. Yeah.
Sounds like a track should be fun to go see.
Yeah, it sounds like they've made a lot of improvements. A lot of people like it.
Well, I think that's the name of the game. You know, you either got to stay on top of it or ahead of it.
I'm glad they were able to race. Ventura was able to race, too, yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Yeah, everybody got to race yesterday.
Not Barona.
Oh, I shouldn't say. Yeah, I forgot about that. That and Stockton got rained out, is weathered out as well. It was just too wet. But Bakersfield, who was another track that was underwater, and I think they lost three shows already. They finally got to race. So.
Oh, good.
But anybody who's never been to Mojave Valley, I mean, the thing about the racetrack, it's a great track. They've made improvements since they took over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's only, you're probably only 5 minutes from the river, and you're within a half hour of downtown Laughlin.
Wow.
I've only heard good things as of late.
Yeah.
Yeah, of Mojave. I think the Western States was there this weekend for Dwarfs. They had a two-day show there.
Nevada. It was 1 day this week. They were there a few weeks ago. This was the Southern Nevada Dwarfs were there.
Oh.
Mm. Everything went well, except they had a power failure.
Oh.
Ouch.
That delayed the show probably close to at least an hour and a half, I think.
Ouch. That's hard to feel. Yeah. Well, you don't have any power.
Well, they had power. It was the lights.
Oh.
Something on the lights on the front straightaway took the lights out. So they took got it fixed. And, you know, they're on Indian land. They would have been racing till 7 this morning. They could get the race in there.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about. And I think that's one of the keys, if you can get a good relationship with one of the Indian tribes to put a track out, the survival rate is much higher than if you put it in a potential residential or shopping center area.
I'm having flashbacks. Right. Go ahead.
This racetrack is, you know, probably at least a mile and a half from the nearest house.
Yeah.
And then when you look east from the racetrack, there's nothing for a long way.
Mm.
There's mountains. I don't know what's on the other side of the mountains, but there's no houses between the racetrack and the mountains.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing in my head, having a visual of it. It was really windy when we were there, so I just remember a lot of dirt.
Well,
but I like dirt.
But I think the wind is most people would consider it a deterrent. But for a racetrack, if you know, no one's going to want to go out there and live. So go ahead, put a racetrack.
Put a hat on.
Put a hat on, yeah. Put a scarf
on. Well, that whole area, that's notorious for wind out there.
Yeah. And that's probably why it's not full of houses.
Yeah.
Well, there's, you know, you're right next to Bullhead City, which has quite a population, you know, and you're not far away, like, say, from Laughlin, Fort Mojave. You know, there's quite a few houses out there. It's just the racetrack's off the beaten path, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, like you said, it's, you know, for a racetrack. All right. So what's the schedule next Saturday for people that just tuned in?
Anybody wants to come out, gates are going to open at 5. First race will be at 7. Intermission, we're going to have free candy for the kids and meet all the drivers on the racetrack like normal. You know, hopefully we'll be doing some Easter stuff as well. We're going to try to put the fun back in racing this year.
Great.
And then we have sprint cars a week from Saturday. They come back for their second of 8 shows with us a week from Saturday.
Excellent.
That'll be a show for how fast that track is. Yeah. So the track, Paris, well, he seems familiar with it.
Yeah.
Half mile, big.
Super fast.
Big, fast. Yeah. Banked, hooked up.
Yep. Done well. Perfect.
Too fast for a dwarf car.
Hang on. Brittany's not going.
No.
It's too fast.
My car is built tough, and when the guy who built it said, if you crash at Paris, you might disintegrate, I was like, yeah, I don't need to do that.
No.
And my car's built tough.
It's not
just so hooked up. Right. I was just showing our guests the double-decker.
Oh, yeah. About them double.
Well,
that's night of destruction.
It's just
When are you bringing that? Didn't that get rained out?
It's at Paris.
Yeah, the first one of the year got rained out 2 weeks ago. Actually, flooded out.
Yeah, when do you bring it? You got to reschedule?
Yeah, we'll be back the first of their 7 shows or 8 shows this year. Is going to be on the 22nd of this month.
Oh, okay.
3 weeks away.
All right.
Showing them video
now. It'll be the
normal
rotation for most of the year. You know, everybody races once a month.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's fair.
Oh, that's fair. I think that works
very
out.
Very fair.
Very fair. All right, bud. Well, hey, enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Hopefully the Dodgers will win, you know,
hey,
who cares about the Padres and hockey comes
on. Did you hear
on
that, Brendan? You know you can cut his mic. You can hang up on him.
I'm sorry. The Diamondbacks just won, I saw. So.
Just bring up basketball.
The abuse.
Oh, yeah, San Diego State. Way to go, guys. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
What is that? What's basketball?
It's that little big round thing that you can't get, and that's got a net. I don't know what the hell. Too many people on the Too many people on
I'm
the
I'm not sure what that is.
I don't either. Take care, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Right. Take care.
Scott DeLosio, the voice of Paris Auto Speedway, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back.
Thank you.
You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer. Thank you, Brendan.
All right. This, I'm at 30 Certified Car Clinic. Looking to get your car worked on, whether it's a street car, race car, dirt car, doesn't make any difference. Certified Car Clinic will definitely hook you up. They have an in-house dyno to prove what they do. Certified Car Clinic, certifiedcarcare.net. All right. This has been a fun show.
Thanks again, Brendan.
Yeah.
My all-time favorite band.
Always glad to be here for you.
All-time favorite.
All-time.
All right. So, what do you want to close with?
I don't know. We were just all showing each other pictures of our dogs.
Yeah, well, that's usually.
Off-air, off listeners, air. We were all showing our baby pictures.
Yeah. So, is your event dog-friendly?
Oh, yeah.
Just thought I'd throw that out there, since we're talking dogs.
Yeah, it's a great place for dogs. Because they can just run and run, and they got the grass.
Yeah.
We do have coyotes, though.
Oh, yes.
The coyotes come. You know, I learned a lot about coyotes by living there. They play like regular dogs, too, on the grass.
Oh, yeah.
If you go out there with a spotlight, they'll run around chasing each other and rolling around together and playing. Like
the only reason they attack and kill is because no one's leaving any food out there.
Because they're hungry,
Yeah. Makes perfectly good sense to me when you really stop and think about it. But you got to be responsible with your own dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as that's not to happen. And you don't want to feed
and
the coyotes
encourage
and the
them
wolves.
To come. Yeah.
Because they will come visit you.
It doesn't sound like you're aspiring to have any sort of farm out there.
No, you know.
That's work.
They don't have
work. You already got enough work.
They don't have an off switch.
Who cuts the grass?
We have a full-time yard guy, and he can't keep up.
I was going to say.
Especially after all this
rain.
Right now we have
two. Yeah.
Well, you need to tell them they don't need to use a push mower. We're going to get you one you can sit on.
We got the big new John Deere super duper thing, and my guy doesn't like it.
Oh!
I'm like, dude, this is the old one.
Don't you love it? I don't like it. Wait a minute.
You didn't
pay for it.
Asked you.
I want to use the little one. Okay. No.
So you have.
Is he hourly?
Yeah, he's hourly. Never even thought of it that. That guy's smart. You got to make him a manager.
He's down on hands and knees with scissors.
So, do you have a website with photos so people can say go take a look at it?
Yeah, blackmoreranch.com. Okay. Just get on there and check it out.
There's history on there too.
Yeah, we got history from the family. I mean, we're four generations in the area.
Oh, wow.
I think it mentions your father's liking of dragsters.
Yeah, we have. My dad was into dragsters. I mean, that was his game.
Just like you're into motorcycles.
Yeah, I mean, he was a big fan, but he was also such a hard worker that he didn't take the time to do it himself as much as he wanted. But we have vintage dragsters at the ranch.
Really?
Yeah. Jay Carpenter runs his little Top Fuel guy. I think they were just here at Del Mar for the car show.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like yesterday,
good
right?
guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fun. They do that cackle fest thing where they fire them all up and they run 2 minutes and rev them up and everything.
Yeah.
We give an award for who makes the most noise. We get like 10 or 12 of them. I make a trophy.
Okay, so I've been doing this all day today because I just came up with the greatest idea. Event planner. Yeah, I'm talking to you. So check this out to have at one of your events and to raise money. Let's go to a wrecking yard. And mm-hmm. tell them I want you to cube me a car. Yeah. You know, just so like a cube. And then make sure you take all the identification, you know, the hood ornaments and stuff like that. Take all that off. And then have them give you the name of the car and the VIN. And then charge people $5 to come in and try to guess what kind of car is in the cube. And then when you're done with your event, unless you want to keep it for the museum, they come pick it up and take it away.
That'd be fun.
But it's a,
that's a great idea.
Well, when you stop it, because then you start to see it, and you can't go around and get close to it. You have to rope it off.
Right.
And people are getting down on their hands and knees on their stomach. And a buddy of mine who used to write for the Union Tribune, mm-hmm. he did that at the auto show here in San Diego. And that turned out to be one of the biggest draws and fun things to do. And then they have a piece of paper, and they put their name, a phone number, and what they think it is, drop it in a box. At the end of the day, you call the winner.
Go through it. Oh, that's great.
I thought we were going to jump over it on a motorcycle or something. You're talking about who cares what kind of car it is.
You could crush
a motorcycle in second gear.
But I still think if you crushed a motorcycle, it would be smaller. So you wouldn't have to.
No, I wanted to jump the car.
No, that too.
I wanted to jump
that's it. $50
No,
to jump.
They won't let you do that. There's enough lawyers
at his house
there.
We could do it.
Yeah, we've had that too. We've had monster truck jump cars, and we had them smash them too.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Rick Swanson.
They do a lot of fun stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
Obsessions Monster Truck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We did a music video there with him. Young Gravy. Uh-huh. They filmed they hung out of that thing with a gun and shooting and stuff.
Gravy and Chief Keef.
Yeah. Well, you could do that out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So you could do that out there.
That's why it's a private ranch.
Yeah.
Pyrotechnics going off all the time. Just blowing stuff up. Flamethrowers.
Sure.
She burnt my eyebrows off with one.
Nice.
Well, just don't get too close.
See, there you go.
Yeah, it was your fault, Jeff.
Do like I ask. That's all I say. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a good, so I guess how far booked out are you?
Not enough. I mean, this year the weather's been pushing things back. It's just no fun right now when it's raining.
I guess what I'm thinking about is if I wanted to promote, or will come out, do something like that. Do I need to be out a month, 2 months, 3 months?
You're looking at probably a couple months at this point. Yeah.
So plan ahead. First come,
first serve. If you want a weekend during the week.
That might be a lot. That's a lot easier. Yeah. But weekends are.
Yeah, weekends.
Holidays. Yeah. But if you want to do a birthday.
We want to do a drive-through night this summer.
I'm surprised you haven't built an old drive-in or relocated one from someplace to your property.
We've had some movie premieres there.
Yeah.
805 did it with Tyler Behrman. They did a full-on premiere on his.
But just think if you had an old vintage drive-in screen.
That'd be cool.
The humps.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
And have the fake, head things, but have it all digital or however it is.
You run it through the
AM/FM. Those humps are fun to bunny hop on your motorcycle.
Yeah, but they really yell when you
do
that.
I just went on Friday. This is funny you brought that up. Santee Drive-In.
Oh, really?
To the movies?
On Friday night. Yeah, still open.
What'd you see?
Oh, John Wick 4.
Was it good?
It was just a 2.5-hour fight.
Well, of course.
What did you expect?
I know.
How much ammo do you think he went through?
I think I fell asleep for about 10 minutes because it was dark. Most of the scenes themselves were dark, and it's not as vivid outside.
Well, but see, it's hard. So, it's hard when you're that old.
Is that to make him still look young? Oh, I thought you were saying my age.
I haven't seen it. We were actually just looking to go see it, though.
Well,
it's at the Santee Drive-In. 7:30 start.
Yeah, when's the last time you went to the drive-in, right?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
when I was a kid.
See, right? There you
go.
Yeah,
Steve and I were actually both home, and we're like, "What do you want to do?" I was like, "Let's go to the drive-in." So we stopped by, picked up some burgers, and
what'd you drive?
In the trunk?
Nothing. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I used to have to hide when my parents and I would go.
You didn't take the Mustang?
That's the last time I went to the drive-in. No. We were in the trunk.
No, it was too cold. I didn't want to put the top down. It was still kind of cold. No, we just went in his old Toyota Tacoma.
You have a Mercedes.
True. We went in the old Toyota Tacoma.
Are you supposed to take a nice car to the
car? But on a summer, it would be nice. I have a convertible Mustang, really, so nice. That would be nice in the summer.
You could probably take the cool bus.
There you go.
Yeah, but you would have to park in the back or you're going to be in real trouble.
That would be so fun. Can you imagine listening to the movie on that? I'm sure you have good speakers, good stereo system.
Yeah, that thing is
cool. You'd be like, oh my gosh, what was that?
I think that school bus is every guy's dream.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you rode a school bus or not, to be able to trick out a school bus, there's just something about it.
Yeah, we always fought for the back seat, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know Mike and I did.
Farther,
the skateboarders are in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you want to get as far
the
away from that driver.
My dad raced enduros. He'd go down to Baja with his buddies. They had an old, long, it was a church, it was school bus, then church bus, and then that's what they used. And half of it was worth all their gear and stuff, and then the front half, bench seats turned into beds and stuff. They called it the joy bus.
Right.
That's what they would
go. Just think if they still had that to this day. Wouldn't that be cool?
See what our kids are missing?
More than you know.
Yeah.
More than you know. I mean, they're just...
I can't get mine from in front of the computer screen.
But you know what? I just had a 23-year-old in at 1 o'clock. He is an archivist at the San Diego Automotive Museum. And I have never heard such an enthusiastic hour in my life.
Yay.
Oh, that's awesome.
This kid loves digging in and like, what is this? And he has to find out what it is, get the history on it. And he came from another museum where he would read books from the 1800s and 1600s.
Wow.
And he'd have to read most of the books so he could archive it and say what it is. He says, you would not believe what it... So he comes in here and he is just bouncing off the wall. An archivist at a museum. But if you like history, and you like putting things in order, which I don't.
but I told him, reading.
Well, I did invite him to my house. And I told him, bring your archive equipment. Yeah. Let's see if we can figure this thing out.
We got to go.
And the good news is he's still young enough to remember what he read.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Website one more time.
BlackmoreRanch.com.
Listeners, they almost hit heads. They both went to the microphone. That was cute.
Her voice is better than mine. But
Give that picture screaming into the microphone. One more time.
BlackmoreRanch.com.
All right. Very good. All right. Don't touch that dial. Gun Owners Radio coming up next right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.